lands where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But poor Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hob, yes, it will soothe.
Hello, we good on this? Hi everybody, it's me, Hob the Troll again. Remember, you just listened to my song that lasts arguably too long.
I like it. I like it loads.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wonderful voice you hear is my good friend Blaheen.
Hi, it's actually so good to hear your voice directly speaking to me again. Because usually when I'm listening, it's kind of like, it's just a funny voice, but... It's good to be talking to a troll. I really do enjoy it.
Why, thank you.
I like it loads.
Now, you've been very busy.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculously busy. It's pretty much like any bit of my life that isn't working is doing other work that I don't get paid for. So I'm kind of working to work at the moment. But that's okay. It's all a passion project, so that's fine.
That's right, and you put a lot of passion into what you do.
I do, yeah, I try.
Well, that's one of the things you do. You try things on the Try Channel.
Very good segue. Yes, I do. I try things on the Try Channel.
How's that been going?
That would be one of my favorite. Yeah, that's one of my favorite extracurriculars. You know, like we get drunk a lot. We get to talk to. We get to see like each other and, you know, everybody else that's on the Try Channel is really cool as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good stuff to that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of drinking these days.
Yeah. I think it's because, you know, the fans send us stuff and the fans must like it when we're drunk.
Oh, well, it's, you know, you're all just kind of mining gold there. So
do you think?
Yeah, it's either like they're getting you drunk or you're tasting stuff and you're kind of like, oh, okay. Because at this point, you've like, I mean, are there any more, have you ever been like surprised lately where it's just like, or is it just, you know, variations on the same wonderful stuff?
Yeah, I was recently surprised. Spreadable meat was a surprising one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
An interesting one, and I think a good video came out of that. And actually, do you know what? I like spreadable meat. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it loads.
I know Frankie the cat likes Braunschweiger. I don't have it, but sometimes my mom will bring it over. That's a spreadable meat, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. What's it called?
Braunschweiger.
Interesting.
It's,
it was very like pate, in fairness.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. It's but so you've been doing that and you've been telling your fancy jokes.
Yeah, so I'm a comedian and I've been hosting a lot more comedy nights as well. So not just doing my stand up, but actually hosting, which is great. It's really good. That's what I've always wanted to do. That's what I like, you know, really. I always wanted to be a TV presenter, and so it's good to get to do the hosting bit a little bit more, and then I get to host on my podcast as well. I've got a podcast. We're not in competition. We're good friends.
That's right.
So, but I have a podcast as well. That's called I Don't Know Her. It's been doing pretty well, actually. We're getting good listener, get good rating and so on, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good fun. I do that with my friend Eva O'Connor. She's a comedian as well, so we have a great time. So yeah, that's good.
That's a lot of fun. I've been listening to that a little bit. Sometimes I feel like since you are such good friends, it almost feels like there's just a big truck driving by Troll Hall. I was saying you're such good friends. It almost sounds like I'm eavesdropping sometimes.
You're not the first person to say that to us, no.
Because you have, you're such
it a... It sometimes feel like a...
Go ahead.
Say again?
Oh, I said go ahead. I interrupted you.
It does sometimes, yeah. I think sometimes even to us it feels like we say things that are a bit too personal and we're like, why did we say that? But that's okay. Our fans are our friends.
That's right.
We want them in on the secret. They're allowed in on the secret. If we say it on the podcast, it's public.
That's right. Because it sounds like, oh, that's what the cool kids' table sounds like.
I'm not sure about that. We're both very, very awkward. Awkward, not really into the quest for cool anymore, I don't think.
Well, again, you're speaking to a bridge troll. A lot of the people I talk to, it's, you know, we're not really allowed in the lunchroom. They don't.
Yeah, really? No, like, well, I mean, yeah, because you're going around.
We're playing D&D underneath the stairs. I only did that once. I only stole food once. Can I tell that story real quick?
Sure.
So there was a fire drill. We had fire drills all the time. But someone pulled the fire alarm when we were at lunch. And I just took my sweet time getting out of that cafeteria. And I'm like, oh, some Little Debbie cakes. And I just took from everybody. I was in a dark place, but I don't really regret it because I didn't really take from anybody who couldn't, you know, replace it. They're just like, oh, my dessert's gone. Why is that troll so messy? Oh, because I ate it.
In a fire drill, they don't need to eat, you know, they just need to escape the fire. Did you pull the fire alarm?
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it was all kind of like, we were all looking around like, is this a drill or is this for real? Okay, let's leave. Let's take off.
That's a very Irish quality, you know, when a fire alarm goes, nobody moves. Everyone's just like, yeah, that's got to be, that can't be real.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, all that. And then, you know, like internet sketches and trying to keep the comedy thing going.
Mm-hmm.
As it were. And my news, I suppose, on that front would be I've got a show coming up in September in Dublin, which is going to be all mine. And it's with a very prestigious arts festival that I can't name because there's a press embargo on it until the launch.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sexy, isn't it? It's a secret. Shh, you can't say. I'm not allowed to say.
Like that could be, that's exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So their launch is on the 17th of September. So then the 17th of July. So it's in a few weeks. So everyone will be able to know then. But we have to do our fundraising before then. So for all the fundraising, all we're allowed to do is it's a super secret festival show in September. So that's been kind of fun, having to just tell people what the show is as opposed to being allowed to tell them where it'll be or anything like that. So it's going to be a comedy panel show.
I love it.
About intersectional feminism, which doesn't sound like it's funny, but it definitely is when I talk about it with my friends. So we are going to try and make it like a little bit of a party kind of atmosphere where, you know, there's an open floor. We're going to have some really, really great guests, going to research the guests really well. We've already got a good few guests lined up and they're exquisite. So yeah, I'm very, very excited about that. It's like it's the kind of show that I've been kind of dreaming of making for my whole career, my whole life, really.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm excited. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So the launch is in when we can say what the name of it is the 17th, and then the actual show is in September.
In September, exactly, yeah.
Now, you've done other comedy festivals, right?
I have. I've done the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So I might turn up at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, but this show isn't going to be on. Actually, this show might go to the Edinburgh Fringe as well. But I haven't decided yet. I have to decide that. This one's in Dublin. So this one's a separate festival. Yeah. So I've done straight stand-up shows before on festivals. So last year I did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I was there for the full run. And, you know, that's 3 weeks. That's 21 days where you're doing the same show every day. Or, you know, you can change it if you like. But it's the same kind of thing. And I was doing straight stand-up for that. Whereas this is very different. It's like something that I'm very excited to do and that I want to do for a long time, but it's inviting other people into it, making me kind of more of the facilitator or the host mm-hmm. of it, which I do a lot. And which I do a lot at my parties. So that's the whole vibe.
Yeah. Well, then you're good at it.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
See?
Yeah, that's the aim. So
I've thought about trying to do different, you know, festivals and stuff like that. I know that some of them have a lot of buskers. And I'm pretty funny when I busk. So I think I might try one of those festival situations. That's not just, you know, people pretending it's the Renaissance.
Definitely do it. Yeah, arts festivals, especially. And I mean, Edinburgh is a brilliant one for that. There's lots of busking and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend.
There's one my friend was talking to me about in Edmonton, Canada. And,
yes, you could do that.
And then they, you know, people say that those, you know, because there's the Orlando fringe. And I'm like, well, I don't like driving in Orlando.
Oh.
It's not.
Trolls, well, you can drive. That's,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Trolls can drive. Trolls are allowed to drive.
Yes. Well, just you kind of have
troll
to.
License.
Yes. I mean, I made it myself.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did you know you can get trophies made for yourself for like $20?
I did not know that. No,
yeah.
I want one.
Yeah. I've been sending them to my friends. So you might get a trophy that says something fun.
Aha! I'd love a trophy. But maybe I should offer a trophy as a perk on my Indiegogo campaign. On my campaign. Maybe I should. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Well,
is it too expensive to make?
Here's the thing. We don't wanna commit to anything yet. I'll send you the link. You can take a look around and decide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. We'll do that. Yeah, yeah. You see, the thing is then I have to go and order trophies mm-hmm. and everything like that. But what's been great, so I have because of the show, I have a fundraiser to try and raise money to make the show happen, because mm-hmm. shows aren't free.
No.
And I've got an Indiegogo campaign. And so there's many different perks that you can claim to go along with the donations of that. And that's been very exciting.
Yeah.
And seeing what, so one of them, you know, is like, I think it's like a €20 tier. So if you donate €20, I'll say a sentence, that whatever sentence that you want me to in my story on Instagram. So that's been interesting, seeing what people want. Or there's one where you can adopt an Irish word. People mm-hmm. want some weird words, which is cool. So yeah, I like those. And then as it goes up further, there's more kind of, you know, show tickets and things like that. But people seem to be really responding to the wanting to get either things to do with the show, like badges and tote bags and so on, or me to call them out in my story with whatever sentence they want, which is really cool. There was one I got that was this guy, he wanted me, his name's James, he wanted me to just read out his wife's poem from the start of her book, which was really sweet.
Oh, that's so nice.
Exactly. It was really, really, like, so I'm really liking that kind of particular element. So I can't really commit to sending people trophies, but I can commit to sending people things that they can cherish.
Yeah.
Story-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when you first started saying that, I'm like, oh, James is getting a double dip here. But then he said what it was. I'm like, okay, that's fair. That's nice. That's really sweet.
James, he donated double so that he could get me to do the two verses of the poem. So.
Very good.
A little
good.
Bit more, actually, I think. James is a good... Yeah, I'm so grateful to everybody that's donated so far. And that campaign, you see, we have to finish fundraising by the 15th. So that's only going to be up to the 15th.
What
so
are you at right
the
now?
The main thing... Oh, I think we've been doing really well. To be honest, I don't even want to jinx it by talking about how well we've been doing. But I think we're about 40 or... Like, well, no, we're over 50%, definitely. We're over 50% of the target.
So comfortable.
Comfortable. But we, you know, even if we reach the target, we won't say no to anybody's money.
That's right. That's right. And you're going to...
Then,
I was going to say you might get a little bump from this, you know.
Yeah,
hopefully.
That'd be absolutely great. If you go to Indiegogo and you look up my name, or if you look up...
I'll put a link on my...
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Cheers.
You're welcome.
You know, even if we reach the target and we go above it, like, that just means that we get that we can make an even better show because we have more money to make it happen. So that's
yeah, you
great.
Can you can like you know, other flyers, or maybe like if you raise a whole bunch more, you can get like a fancy screen printed poster or something.
That's what I was thinking. Thinking even one of those sexy moving ads in a shop would be great. I'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I feel like I made it. Then that feels like the big time, do you know?
The beginning of the big time.
Yeah, the beginning of the big time. Yeah. You saw it here. You helped it here if you donate. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, I absolutely want to be in on the ground floor. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully people see it that way, you know. We're planting a tree together. We're planting a tree.
Aww.
Your money is the water. I am the seed. I'm ready to grow. So, yeah, that's that. There is as well, if anybody happens to be listening from Dublin, we do have a fundraiser event on in Zsa Zsa Studios on the 13th of July, which is going to be great. There's an amazing lineup. Aoife O'Connor is my co-host on the podcast. She's going to be there doing comedy. Laura Byrne will be there doing comedy as well. Laura Byrne, everybody knows from the Tri-Channel.
She's been on the show before.
Yeah, she's great. I love Laura. So there's loads of people. There's going to be DJs. We have More Irish Gin sponsoring us, so there's going to be loads of cheap drink as well, which everybody loves a cheap gin and tonic. Especially this is like top tier gin.
It's
very, very good. So yeah, we're excited. It's very exciting.
That sounds so great.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. I can't stress enough. It's really kind of making my dreams come true. Do you know what I mean? I hate to be so corny, but it's the truth.
You are being proactive. You are engaging with in a topic that is very passionate to you, and you're doing it on your terms. I mean, what's not to love?
It's been a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of hard work still to go, but it's going to be well worth it when it all pays off, and I can't wait to make something really, really special. So. Yay.
Well, I'm going to put a link to this on, I already shared one, but I'm going to, on my Facebook page. I'm going to do so on Twitter as well. I'm also going to send it.
Thank you.
I'm also going to send it to a couple of comedian friends I have who are always interested in making sure that they support, really great comedians like yourself. And
that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Honestly, like I just love the whole comedians and, well, artists helping artists thing is very important. It's really, really proving itself to be very important at the moment for me. So I'll take support wherever I can. Usually I reject it, but.
Now, where can we find you? Where can we find you online?
So you can find me on the Tri-Channel. If you look up the Tri-Channel, I'll be there in loads of their videos. And the Tri-Channel is great anyway, so it's good entertainment. The I Don't Know Her podcast is I Don't Know Her Pod on Instagram and on Twitter. And I'm at Being Blah on Instagram and Twitter as well. So that's where you can find all my stuff, I think. And then there's like various sketches and so on. Do you know what? I put links in the Indiegogo campaign as well to load my content, which was weird. I had to like unearth stuff that's like 5 years old. it was really odd. But that, yeah, there's loads of links to sketches and things like that there. But yeah, at Being Blah on Instagram, on Twitter. And yeah, follow me in the street. Don't follow me in the street.
No.
No.
you leave her alone if she wants
to be
alone.
unless you want to give me money, in which case. Yeah, this is the thing. The interesting thing is that, like, with the top tier like donations I had, I pretty much put it as a joke. I was like, I'll put for €200, I'll pretty much do anything. And I ended up, because you know I've got a sense of humor and it's dirty. I ended up sending someone an excerpt from James Joyce's letters to Nora Barnacle, which are basically sexts from 1904. And I just switched the gender on those and sent that to him. He loved it. And that was for a nice big donation. I love that. So if you have a personalized thing, like if there's someone thinking like, oh, I'd really like to hear her rap or something like that, or send a sext or something like that. If you,
oh my goodness,
mind, we can reach something. We can reach some kind of arrangement where, see, you know,
Listen, I'm not above or below going, you know, to do the extra mile to raise some money. What I do from time to time to raise money is I will drunk dial people at a time of my choosing. It's people will like pay a certain amount of money and then I get their phone number and I'm like, okay, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen on Christmas Eve. But
that's
I will have several adult beverages and call you. And if I don't get a hold of you, I'm going to leave about 20 minutes worth of messages on your voicemail.
Do you do this live? That's very funny.
There's some hubcasts of this. I think I owe some people stuff. So
no, it's ringing a bell. I remember hearing.
It's been
you do
a minute.
It. It's very funny. You should definitely do it again.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to
drunk dial me.
See, I always worry about when because we're internet friends, and I'll see, like, your little icon is on. And I'm like, hey, I wonder how my friend's doing. Oh, it's like 6 in the morning there. Maybe she was just checking what time the phone is on. I don't ever want to bother you because you're my friend, and I want to keep healthy, respectful boundaries.
That's very nice. Yeah, I mean, don't drunk dial me and keep drunk dialing me. But
right.
If you don't get me, why not just leave me a voice message when you're drunk? Like,
that's a good plan.
For the hubcast.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of a voice note. Big fan. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well noted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much, by the way, for having me.
You are a treasure.
Cheers. Cheers. You too. Thank you so much.